Blog Talk Radio.
On the phone going hard, can't stop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work. Back it up, don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you, let me see you go to work, 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 go to work. When the lights go out, I'm checking in. Got a whole lot of swag, got cash to spend. Then I'm ready for the turn up, trying to get it in. Ready for the turn up, trying to get it in. I'm the boss, so you know that anything goes. No rules, you already know. I'll show you what to do on the dance floor. If you're with it, let me know. Let's go. I'm going hard, can't stop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work. Back it up, don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you, let me see you go to work, 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 go to work. I know it's all eyes on me, and they hate cause they can't do it like me. I go to work, I'm on the job, my occupation is party. So if you got a cup, fill it up, drink a little more. If you got a butt, fill it up, shake a little more. Ayo, okay, tonight's the night to show. It's okay if you can let go. Okay, shop now, DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work. Back it up, don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you, let me see you go to work, 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 go to work. Go ahead, go and work it like that. Go ahead, put a hump in your back, in your back. Let me see you go in, turn up. Make the club so hot, make it burn up. I'm going hard, can't stop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work. Back it up, don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you, let me see you go to work, 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 go to work. On the phone going hard, can't stop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work.
This is Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and you're tuned in to the Sasha Marina Show. So today I have a real cool, distinctive, different guest. He goes by the name of Sean Germain. He definitely has a unique image. He is 20 years young from Northern Cali, and his style is somewhat pop, R&B, soul, rap. That single that you just heard is called Go to Work. It's one of his latest singles that he's trying to push out for all of you guys to love and request and just follow up with him with. So without further ado, we're just going to have Sean on the line, and he's going to speak about who is Sean Germain and, I mean, what got him to where he is today. Hey, Sean, sweetie, you're live on the air. What's up?
Hello, hello. What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So how's it going?
It's going good. You know, I'm up and active. I've been up since like 6 this morning all over the place. I have an event later on, so... But I was
all
like,
right,
I got
to
get up ready because I'm talking to Sasha today.
Awesome, awesome. So, I mean, we're going to talk about you, and then I want you to elaborate a little bit about that event that you have later on today. Sean, let's talk about, I guess, just you. How did you begin in all of this? What inspired you at the age so young, you know, being raised by your mother in Northern Cali? You know, how did you end up in L.A. and pursuing this dream of yours?
Well, to start all the way from the beginning, I've literally been doing entertainment since I was about 2 years old. Started off with, like, you know, performing in local talent shows or, well, literally it started off performing in the house, of course. And my family was always like, okay, you know, we see that this is what he loves to do, so... I started doing local talent shows. I would perform during recess time at school. Everybody always knew me as, like, you know, to put on a show. And you know, as I got older, instead of, like, going out with my friends on the weekends or, like, you know, doing stuff like that, I was always telling my mom that I wanted to be, you know, in, like, a summer camp or, like, entertainment camp. And I would just do things like that growing up. And it just became something that, like, I really love to do, you know. Like, it's just, like, my hobby. It's my passion. And it's, like, my happy place whenever I'm on the stage. It's, like, you know, I'm just in my zone. So entertainment is definitely a passion for me. And moving to L.A., I've only been out here, like, 8 months. So, like, you know, it was just time for a change. I've grown up in Northern California my whole life, and I pretty much know everything and everywhere out there. So coming out here, it was just a big step for me and my mom. And, you know, it's the first of my career, basically. This is, like, land of opportunity, and I needed the resources and everything. So it's been great. I love it out here.
Did your mom do that change with you? Did she take that step out to L.A. with you?
Yes, she did. Thank God. It's like my mom is like my biggest support. My mom is like my biggest support. You know, I've always had plans, like, since I was in high school. I was like, okay, you know, when I graduate high school, I'm going to move to LA and, like, you know, pursue my dreams. But my mom has always been, like, by my side. She's, like, number one. And she's like, you know, she knows. She's been supporting me with the music thing and the entertainment thing, like, since, like I said, like, yay high. So she knows that this is something that I really want to do. So for her to take that big step and actually, you know, move her life forward as well, you know, just to make it convenient for me to get further in my career, really just, you know, is great. I love that support. So she's awesome. I love her.
Definitely. I could definitely relate to that. And I think that's the most important thing. I mean, if your own blood won't support you, who will, huh? So definitely.
Exactly.
So, you know, big props to mama there.
Yes.
Went through all throughout high school, you took theater all throughout high school, 4 years.
Yeah.
What experiences, what did you learn in those 4 years that has made you a much better performer now, today?
I definitely learned a lot. Being that I wasn't without any type of training before the theater and everything came about, me performing in local talent shows, like, you know, city-wise, or, like, just in front of random people during recess and everything, it was always something that I loved to do. But I have to admit that before I got in theater, there was a little bit of a stage fright sort of type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although I loved to get up there, it was sort of just, like, I was sort of, like, scared of, I don't know if it was judgment or if it was, I'm not really sure exactly what it was, but it was always, like, a little bit of stage fright. So when it came to getting in theater, I was, like, being, you know, I was being taught by a lot of people who had been doing theater their whole life since they were, you know, young and growing up. That's all they did. They went to an actual theater school. So I felt like I learned from, you know, some of the best, and I'm just, like, you know, I picked up a lot of notes from them, and they taught me a lot of mental stability when it comes to actually being an entertainer, what it entails to hold a certain type of persona or character, per se, quote, unquote, as an entertainer and just being on stage. So ever since then, I always figured out that it's one thing to be yourself, of course, but when you're performing and you're on stage, you're sort of, it's sort of like a different world, and you're stepping into a character of whatever you're, you know, whatever you're performing. So it really taught me a lot of, like, mental stability. And ever since then, I'm over my stage fright. I'm, you know, all that type of stuff. It's just, I know exactly what part that I'm playing or what role I would be playing as an entertainer.
You know, you're doing music right now. Do you ever see yourself in front of a big screen, or perhaps, you know, on TV or anything like that?
I do. I definitely consider myself a music artist mainly, but I call myself an entertainer overall, just because, you know, the theater was something that was really big for me. I definitely incorporate that in my art of music when it comes to performing.
Mm-hmm.
Theater, of course, I did plays and, you know, learned how to act and all that and play a certain type of character and, you know, just being different outlets of who I really am. So I feel like I can express that to everything. I have done, since I've been out here in L.A., I have, you know, met a lot of actor friends, and I've done a few castings for a couple of TV shows. And, you know, I'm definitely dibbling and dabbling in everything that I can. Everything about entertainment, I'm all for, you know.
Okay. I also know that you did several dance competitions. You're also very big into dance. Tell me about those experiences and what how has that helped you also today as a performer?
I've been dancing literally since I was like 2, of course, ever since I've been performing. I never had any type of training and everything at all. Thank God, came naturally. it's just something that I love to do. You know, I feel like it's a way of expressing yourself. And like I had mentioned before, when it comes to performing, it's definitely something like I feel like it's another, it's an outlet for me to like get in the zone. And it's like therapy, basically. So I feel like dancing really, you know, goes hand in hand with it because that's a way of expressing myself and getting lost in whatever it is that I'm dancing to or however I'm dancing. But around high school, I think it was like eighth grade, something like that. I had got signed up for a hip-hop dance team. And it was a really popular hip-hop dance team. Like, they travel around the world and everything and, like, you know, went all these type of places. And I did that for about 2 years. You know, I met a lot of dance people, you know, and at first it was I was just doing my own dances, you know, choreographing my own stuff and just, you know, being the dancer that I am. But then when I, you know, got inside of the school and everything, that definitely taught me a lot of mental stability as well when it comes to competing. And, you know, we had to work out and do, like, strenuous methods of, like, all this weird stuff, like push-ups, sit-ups, these, like, mile runs and everything. But, you know, I didn't get it at first, but obviously, you know, if you're competing and it's, you know, a hip-hop competing team, then I get the mental stability that they're trying to show you. They're like, you know, this is not a game. You know, you're competing. We want to win. And so I feel like it definitely, you know, I came out with a stronger character and definitely a lot more respect for dancers that really are, you know, real dancers. You know, ones that, like, freestyle and, like, you know, really get in their zone and everything and choreograph. Because I wouldn't necessarily call myself a choreographer. You know, I hold them to a different level. I definitely can pick up choreography, but when, you know, I have a lot of respect for choreographers because I consider them like real, real dancers.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's like, a choreographer is definitely a little more than a teacher because you kind of have to, every dancer has their own way, capacity of learning, and then they have to take that message across and be like, you know, at this beat, at this step, you got to do this and this. So I feel like you know, definitely take the science. It's not like just a teacher sitting in the front desk and telling you to read paragraph 2.
Exactly.
So, Sean, you mentioned, you know, that you came to LA 8 months ago with hopes and dreams, and since you've been there, you've been testing every water possible and meeting people and networking and pushing your art of work. Did you, before you made that step, did you really feel confident in your line of work and as a performer, as an artist, before you made it down there?
Well, back when I was in Northern California, I had worked on music, I had really started taking the music thing seriously. I mean, I've always taken it seriously, but when I say take it seriously, meaning like when I actually got in the studio and started making songs and said like, I'm going to do this as a career, and put it out and, you know, show people that this is what I do. It was about, I think, 9th grade. So when I actually got in the studio, you know, recorded my first couple of songs and everything, I put it out. And back then I had a great loyal following of over 100,000 people. I would do many meet and greets, you know, and meet the people that supported what I did. I like the local amusement park. It was like really popular. There's Six Flags back where I'm from. It's like really popular out there. And, you know, I would do
is
stuff like
that. Is
this
the one in Vallejo, California?
Yes, that's exactly where I'm from.
I've been to that one. Okay.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So I would do like mini stuff like that and everything. And I stopped doing it for like 3 years. I stopped making music. You know, because I wanted to finish up school, and I was doing the theater thing and everything, and I was really focused on that. I just really wanted to knock school out, and I was like, you know, I'm really going to go hard as soon as I graduate and I'm able to go to L.A., you know, because not to knock anything out there, but it's just that there's not really that much opportunity to further it like there is out here in L.A., so I knew that coming to L.A. would definitely be something that I needed to do. So I had to stop for like a few years and sort of went under the radar. And I came out here and finally, you know, started doing music again and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much, you know, how it really got that going again.
Okay. Okay, so definitely. But, I mean, but you were still confident in your craft, even though, you know, you kind of laid low for some years. You came out here because you knew this is a step that you had to do. Do you feel... Are you feeling that this is the right move, that this is like the best move you've ever done in your life?
I definitely am. I would say that at first, you know, growing up, it was sort of like a transition. Like, you know how everyone growing up, you're finding yourself, you don't exactly know
uh-huh.
who or what you're going to be. And, you know, my career, I wanted to be a veterinarian, like, throughout high school. So I'm like, I mean, like, obviously I knew the music thing, but you always have a plan B. So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I went to be a veterinarian, then it went from a doctor, and then it went to, like, and I'm like, all this type of stuff. And I'm like, you know, one minute I want to be this, one minute I want to be that. But I think, you know, like about 2 years ago was like when I really, really found myself image-wise. That's when I really, really got confident in things. And I was just like, you know, this is who I am. People are either going to like it or they're going to hate it, or, you know, this is just what I'm going to give to people. And that's why I really cherish the people that support me, because, you know, it's like you don't always have people that are going to like what you do. And I've come to accept that. Back then, I feel like me growing up, you know, it's not I feel like it's like everyone, you know, going through that phase, you want to be accepted. You want to be like all that type of stuff. You know, you want people to like everything that you do. And I feel like as you grow up, you understand how the world works. And, you know, I've come to realize that not everybody's going to like what I do. Not everybody's going to want to listen to it. Not everybody's going to want to pay attention. So,
mm-hmm.
definitely a lot more confident mm-hmm. in, you know, knowing exactly what I want to do and who I am nowadays than as I was back then. So, yeah, definitely I'm in a better place now.
Okay. Tell us about your image. And your bio is, there's a line where it says that, you know, your style screams androgyny, but you know, you have a diversity, you have a diverse look, you can do as many looks in your personality. You know, like right now I'm talking to you and I bet I could already see you referring to me. You sound like a fun, you know, down to earth, oh hey, let's go hang out kind of person. So tell me about your style and how you're trying to incorporate that to your whole, you know, the way you are as an artist.
Okay. My style basically is so funny every time I talk about this, because my style is so, like, I will call it all over the place, honestly. I mean, as bad as that sounds, I feel like it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
As far as androgyny, I just feel like that's me overall. You know, out of all the photographers that I've ever worked with and all, like, I'm really into the modeling thing as well. It definitely comes hand in hand when it comes to the music, because of photo shoots and promotion and all that. So I really love, you know, being in front of the camera as well as behind the camera. But
okay.
I feel like the androgyny thing came from the features on me. I've always been really, really small, no matter how much I eat, no matter what I do. I barely gain weight, so, like, I'm very petite.
Uh-huh.
You know, my features on my face. And for people that aren't familiar with androgyny is male and feminine features basically combined. You know what I mean? So,
uh-huh.
you know, working with different photographers and just having, you know, family and friends around me and everything, they're always like, you're so androgynous. You know, took it and ran with it, and I'm like, you know, I kind of do see that, actually, the way that my face structure is and the way, you know, that I wear clothes sometimes and everything. So I started just, you know, I took that and ran with it, basically, and that's how I represent myself now. And it's a really good asset to have and a name, like, not name, category to be in when it comes to high fashion. I'm really into high fashion and everything, so I feel like that's what I represent the most when it comes to style, is definitely,
uh-huh.
like, high fashion. But
okay.
in terms as an everyday look, I will wake up sometimes and, like, want to put on the baggiest clothes ever, like, my mom is always like, why is that shirt like double XL? And I'm like, like, I'm not literally wearing it as a double XL. You know, I'll like cut it up,
yeah.
or like I'll let it hang or like a certain way tuck in. Like, I'm really just into the whole fashion thing. So, like, I'll buy something and really just turn it into whatever I feel like it can turn into.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just decides on my mood. I'll wake up and I'll put on some, you know, I'll look like I'm going to a red carpet event, or I'll look like I've never gotten clothes ever in my life. So it just really depends on how I feel.
Okay. Just to elaborate on that too, I noticed that you have some piercings on your cheek, and I think they're the cutest thing because not everybody can pull
Thank
that
you.
Off. How does that even work? How does that even go through your cheek?
It's funny because I really contemplated on it for like 2 years, and of course I wouldn't
uh-huh.
know anybody would, but I know, you know, because it's a big deal. It's your face, so I was really scared to do it, and plus I was saying at the time about 2 years ago, I didn't really know exactly where my career was going and, you know, which direction it was going in. So I didn't want to, like, do anything too courageous, I would say, and, you know, just, like, put two big balls on my face. So I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. But
okay.
It was, like, around my birthday, and I was finally just like, you know what, I think I want to do it. Like, you know, I know exactly what I want to do. I'm taking the steps to do it. Things are going well, you know. So I was like, I think I'm just going to do it. And as a music artist, I feel like, you know, as an entertainer, period, I feel like you have the freedom to be able to express yourself in a way of, like, you know, tattoos, piercing, style, personality, all that type of stuff. So I was like, you know, why not? I was scared, out of my mind, not scared of the needle, scared of the fact that it wasn't going to look right because, like you were saying, not everybody can pull it off. And I have seen some people where I'm just like, okay, you know. I've also seen people, I'm just like, wow, that looks really nice on you, you know, but it's always that one thing, like, when you go do it yourself, you just don't know how the result's going to be. So
uh-huh.
I did it, and it didn't hurt when I got it done at all. They didn't swell that exact day, anything, nothing like that. It was definitely, like, the third day where I was like, okay, I need some Tylenol, I need some something, because if you've ever got your wisdom teeth pulled, that's exactly how my cheeks swelled. They had to pierce it with, extra long bars because your cheeks swell so much. And I wanted to
uh-huh.
just, like, be incognito and not go anywhere. But, of course, I had to continue to go on some, like, walking out in public with two, like, long bars hanging out my cheek. And it was a journey. I'm still, like, nine months new, I should say, still, because it takes about a year for them to fully heal. So it's definitely a process. I have to solve them day and night, and it's crazy. But I like them. So
well, okay.
they've been getting a good
okay.
response, as you
said. That's definitely... That's an awesome question. I mean, I was kind of curious because, like, you know, we are seeing that, and piercing has been so revolutionary for, like, the past years. Like, people that
mm-hmm.
like, you would have never thought got piercings, they're, like, pierced and stuff like that. So,
right. I know,
definitely.
I've seen piercings, like, the weirdest places, and I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that you can pierce that. But everybody's,
bro, you don't
like,
even
crazy
know.
With the piercing.
Yeah. And then, like, the ones kind of like the ones you have in your cheek, but them girls be getting them, like, on their hips and stuff. And I'm like, bro, imagine if she gets pregnant or something. She's going to burst. That's
right,
crazy.
Right. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, definitely. So, Sean, you've been pushing the single Go to Work, the one we heard in the beginning of the show airing. You know, tell us about this single. And how did you decide that this was the one that you was going to push?
Well, speaking of how did I decide, I'm so indecisive, if I must say so myself, especially when it comes to, like, putting out stuff. Like, for me, I'm like a perfectionist, and it's ridiculous. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but you know how there's always that thing where, like, I just strive for perfection. So... when I was in the studio making the track and everything, I was really, like, when I first heard the beat, I, like, fell in love with it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I have this amazing producer. His name is Scotty. He's from the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And he really, like, I told him exactly what I wanted. I wanted an up-tempo dance track. And he really, like, captured my vision and everything and the sound that I wanted. So when I got in the studio and I heard it, I just, like, fell in love immediately. And, like, we immediately started
mm-hmm.
writing. And I'm like, yes, I want something that was, like I said, up-tempo, and something that's, like, people can get in their zone. I wanted it to be really motivational, not motivational in a sense of, like, you know, like, life or anything. Motivation as in, like, when you're getting up in the morning, like, I tend to, like, play the song, or, like, I'll hear the neighbor near me, we gave them the song, so I hear them playing it all the time. Like, it really excites me. They play the song when they're, like, getting ready to go to work in the
mm-hmm.
morning time, and, like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's a really good idea. Or, like, I have, you know, I've heard people that say, like, oh, I'm listening to Go to Work while I'm in the gym. And, you know, it's a really, they play it in the my aunt's, what do you call it, cycling class, like at the gym and everything, they do the bicycle thing, their treadmill and all that routine to it. So, like, it's a really good motivational song. Like, I feel like if you want to dance or if you want to, like, get yourself going or get a lot of energy, pump yourself up or whatever, you know. And Go to Work, it's, although I'm talking about, like, you know, dancing and the club and all that type of stuff, it doesn't have to just be dancing. I feel like it can be going to work is sort of, you're literally going to work, or, you know, you're dancing, you're eating, and you're going to work on your food, like you're swimming, you're really going hard. It's basically just like you're going hard or whatever it is that you're doing, you're really into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was basically, that was basically it.
Okay, okay. Is there anything new that you're working on?
I am. Music-wise, I'm about to drop my second single. It's called So What. This one is a little bit more, I would say a little bit more laid back. There's a tad bit more singing on it. I feel like with Go to Work, it was more so of like an egotistical track, more like sing talking, if that makes sense, talk singing.
Yeah.
Instead of like actually, I haven't
talking
given.
Talking on the melody, yeah.
Exactly, you know. So I haven't actually put out a vocal track yet. So I'm going to get more into that. And as the time goes on, as I release more songs, it'll definitely be more technique and, you know, vocalizing going on, long harmonies and, you know, different melodies and all that type of stuff. So I think people will be surprised. So that's music-wise. I'll be releasing So What in about, I don't want to give an exact date, but, you know, we're working on some few things, and it'll be released very, very soon. But,
hopefully
so
before your birthday?
Then, yeah, oh, no, yeah, definitely. My birthday is in July, so it'll definitely be way before then. But
okay.
So that's music-wise. And then acting and everything, people should be looking out. There's a guy named Todrick Hall. He just did choreography for Beyonce's new album, and he's known, like, he got his first start, like, on American Idol 2009, Top 12 Boys, and basically, I just did a production with him. He does, like, parody videos and everything, so I'll be into his production, so that was really big for me. And then I just worked with a big artist, actually a mainstream artist. I'm sure a lot of people will know her name. I'm just going to throw that out there because I can't really say too much about it because it's a huge secret. And I don't want to fight a flip, but I just want people to know that something will be out very soon with that mainstream artist. And I did some video work, principal extra stuff with them. So I'm really excited for that to come out. And next thing you know, I'll be working on a music video for one of my songs. I'm not going to say which song, but yeah, there's a lot going on. I'm pretty excited.
So, I mean, you've taken this really into your belt, homie. You got there eight months ago, but you're working.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Every day I'm at it. I work full time at this, basically.
Okay.
I take, like, kitty nap.
Have you done any performances yet there in LA?
I haven't done any performances. I'm actually working on a set right now. A set meaning production-wise and getting ready to prepare for shows, choreography and all that. And I'll actually be booking performance dates really, really soon. I don't want to say anything because nothing is confirmed, but we are working on that right now. So I will be performing. Okay. I really miss the stage, and I'm like ready to get out there. My team is just like, you know, patience is key. You gotta, you know, just wait. We gotta be perfected and blah blah blah. And I'm just like, okay. It makes me cringe, the business side of it, because I wish I could just like go out there and have fun with the crowd. But of course, I gotta, you know, make sure that I'm on point with everything. I'm just always I'm so excited, basically, and anxious. I just like, I want everything to happen right now. But you know, timing is everything, so I understand it.
It definitely is. Tell us about this event that you have going on later on. Is that more like a networking event for you, or is it something you were invited to?
It's the Oscars are this weekend, so as everybody knows, that's like huge and everything. So
and everything.
My publicist, you know, he's been inviting me to all these events and everything just for networking. You know, they have red carpet. I'll be doing press, talking to the different media outlets that are there, and, you know, letting them know everything that's going on, who I think is going to win an Oscar, what movies are, you know, my favorite this year. And, you know, basically just going out, having a good time, and, you know, supporting everybody that's out there. There's always great causes that are out there and different campaigns and everything. So I think it's just awesome to always be a part of and definitely go network. So I've been going to a couple of those. So later on, there's one. It's like 8 tonight or something like that. It's a little mixer of different people coming together, and they'll have little performances and prizes and gifts and all that. So I think it'll be cool.
Okay, perfect. So, Sean, we definitely have a great, extensive, and detailed interview about who you are, what you've done, what are you doing, what's going to happen. You know, thank you for your time today, sweetie. You know, we've been looking forward to it for, like, the whole month since it's been scheduled. And,
yes.
I wish you just continued luck and success with what you're trying to do here, and I'm sure you'll make it far. And definitely, I mean, if you've accomplished all of this in 8 months, I'm sure that you'll do much more in the next year or so. So, you know, congratulations on that. Can you please tell people where they can find your music and where they can, like, you know, keep up with you with these new updates that you're having in the near future?
Yes, of course. Instagram mainly. My Instagram is Sean Jay, SHAWNJAYYY. And my Facebook is facebook.com/officialSeanJermaine. And everything else, you can Google Sean Jermaine and all my main pages will pop up, and everything, any other info that you want to know will pop up on there. YouTube is youtube.com/SeanJTV, which is Sean, JAYTV, and that's pretty much it.
Yep, that's pretty much it, guys. And if you want any more info on him, just check out our blog at thesashamarinashow.com, and literally all his links are there, his bio is there, anything you want to you know, you want to check out about Sean, or if not, you just Google him. I'm sure if you put Sean Jermaine, you'll find him.
Thank you so much, Doctor. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. Once again, shout out to your mom and all your followers and supporters. You know, that's definitely awesome.
Yes, thank you, Mains. I love y'all if you're listening.
All right, sweetie. You take care. Have fun.
All right. Thank you, Sasha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
On the phone, going hard, can't stop now. DJ playing my shit right now. Time to go to work. Back it up, don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you go to work. When the lights go out, I'm checking in. Got a whole lot of swag, got cash to spend. And I'm ready for the turn up, trying to get it in. Ready for the turn up, trying to get it in. I'm the boss, so you know that anything goes. No rules, you already know. I'll show you what to do on the dance floor. If you're with it, let me know. Let's go. I'm going hard, can't stop now. DJ playing my shit right now. Time to go to work. Back it up. Don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you go to work. I know it's all eyes on me, and they hate cause they can't do it like me. I go to work, I'm on the job. My occupation is party. So if you got a cup, fill it up, drink a little more. If you got a butt, fill it up, shake a little more. Ayo, okay, tonight's the show. It's okay if you can let go. Okay, shop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work. Back it up, don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you go to work. Go ahead, go work it like that. Go ahead, put a hump in your back. Let me see you go in, turn up. Make the club so hot, make it burn up. I'm going hard, can't stop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work. Back it up, don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you go to work. On the phone, going hard, can't stop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work.
guys, for tuning in today. Totally appreciated it. That was Shawn Jermaine, Go to Work. Pretty much, like I mentioned before, if you want to know anything about Shawn or look him up, his style interests you somewhat, just make sure you check out our blog at thesashamarinashow.com, and all his info is there, all his links, his bio, anything and everything you need to know about him. And with that being said, also, we're reaching our deadline for the Local 10 Top 10 voting for the best radio stations down here in South Florida. And, of course, we've been nominated. We've been on the top for the past month or so. So you guys could, like, definitely keep voting. If you don't know the link or anything like that, you can go to vote.local10.com. You look in the radio stations, the Sasha Marina Show, and you vote. Or just go to our blog or our website, and it's all there. Or our Facebook page. I mean, yeah. So once again, thank you so much for your support, and bye-bye.